What's up, everyone? Josh here. I just wanted to take a moment to comment about our length of absence here. It has been a crazy few months. The original intention was for us to do VGU Game of the Year recording in January and then start back up in February. But as you may have noticed, nothing dropped in February, and so far nothing has dropped in March, and that's not looking to change anytime soon. Recording and all that just kind of became very difficult to do. So I kind of wanted just to take a moment to explain the reasoning why I've been having so much trouble this past half year almost. So not an actual episode, but one just kind of explaining the absence, why there's going to continue to be a little bit of an absence, and kind of when we plan on starting back up and everything. And so when I started this podcast, I believe it was in the very beginning part of the COVID pandemic. The school district had closed down. They were doing online learning. And so my kids were at home, meaning that I no longer had to go into work at 7:30. I could wait until basically 2 o'clock, and I would work until 10, meaning that my time to research and everything, all of these episodes, I had several hours every day I could do. That ended up changing when they went back to school, because then I went back to normal hours so I could spend the evenings with my family, and my kids didn't have school, so I could spend time with them too. And so basically the whole research part of it has went from anywhere from 4 to 5 hours a day I could spend doing it to at most 1 hour if I wanted to take my limited free time away from, say, playing video games or watching movies or just spending some additional time cuddling with my wife or whatever. To, hey, do I want to spend this last 30 minutes to 1 hour of my day hoping to find something regarding the topic I'm finding? And it's hasn't been great. I haven't been as diligent about that, because would I rather do essentially homework, or would I like to play Elden Ring, for example, which Elden Ring is awesome. You should play it if you haven't. But I have been struggling getting the research done on it because of that change. I do have a few episodes ready, something you can look forward to later, such as Tower of Babel, the JLA story. Don't really have a lot there, just to be honest, so that'll be more of a discussion about that book. I have the first JLA run with Grant Morrison, the basically just the New World Order story. And then I also have done some research on Popeye, which was a lot of fun. And then some others I have started that I am trying to get done. One in particular, I wanted to do one on George Perez, which, if you know what's going on with him, I really want to get that done before anything happens. But we'll see how that goes. I've got quite a few pages down for that already. And then I have some other things in mind that I would like to get done as well. So it's not that I've quit. It's just getting things done has become difficult as life has kind of become more normal than it was, 2 years ago. So between that, between struggling to get Alan and I to record at the same time, we have over at VGU started teasing some Patreon things, which has also taken up some of my time because I'm trying to help promote the site there. And we've gotten a couple things recorded for that as well, both backed by me, along with some other things I want to do, such as like a D&D campaign, which I've never done before. So we were going to test something like that out, which will also take a lot of my time. But I'm hoping I can find some good balance between everything. So more than likely, I will not be able to faithfully record and get things out on a timely basis for a little while. So I think I may go on a hypertime hiatus again, just until we get enough recorded that I can put it out in a somewhat decent fashion without, you know, everything going to the wayside again. So, I do apologize if anyone has ever enjoyed these episodes and look forward to them. I don't know if there's anyone out there that actually looks forward to hearing from me. But if you do, if you enjoy what we do, I sincerely apologize for the lack of communication with the trouble we've been having, the lack of trouble of getting recording, getting episodes out there. I have been severely disappointed in myself regarding how this past year has went in terms of hypertime. And I'm hoping to have that corrected by the next time we get it going. So thank you for listening. Hopefully I will see you in the future. And thank you. Bye.